11 arrested during violent BLM rally that left two NYPD officers injured. By Bob Price on February 13, 2021. New York City police officers arrested 11 people during a violent Black Lives Matter march Friday night. The melee left two NYPD officers injured. Approximately 100 BLM marchers took to the streets of Midtown Manhattan Friday night, the New York Post reported. At least two NYPD officers sustained minor injuries during the incident. WABC reported the incident turned violent as protesters clashed with officers near 6th Avenue and West 54th Street around 9 p.m. Police officials did not disclose how the officers were injured, the Post continued. Officers responded by arresting at least 11 of the anti-police protesters. The confrontation on 6th Avenue began when police placed one of the protesters in custody, the New York Daily News revealed. Police officials told the local news outlet a melee ensued, leading to the arrest of multiple protesters. NYC ABLM march through Midtown Manhattan turned violent Friday night, with 11 protesters arrested. At least some of those arrested were accused of attacking Daily News photographer Sam Costanza at the intersection of 6th Avenue and 54th Street. pic.twitter.com/UASCSAPUS. Mr. Wolf, at @mole_cola. February 13, 2021. Daily News photographer Sam Costanza came under attack from the protesters when they mistakenly identified him as a police officer. Costanza said 10 to 15 protesters surrounded him and began fighting him. One of the protesters reportedly recognized him from a protest at the NYPD 6th Precinct headquarters in Greenwich Village last year, the Post stated. One of the protesters began yelling, "He's a cop," leading others to swarm the man and beating him with their fists and other objects. Photographer Yost Pacheco paints a different picture of the incident. Sam Costanza, photographer for @ Daily News, put a trans woman in a chokehold. He was peacefully escorted by NYPD behind multiple riot police lines when the victim and bystanders pleaded for Costanza's arrest. Delgado then orders the brutal arrest of the victim and 10 others. pic.twitter.com/COFXTK. Josh Pacheco, at Josh Pacheco, February 13, 2021. Costanza told the Daily News he believes the attackers broke his nose. In addition to the injuries sustained by Costanza and two police officers, two police vehicles were also vandalized. NYPD officials tweeted a photograph showing a vandalized restaurant in the East Village. The protesters also entered the restaurant and harassed the patrons. This is not a peaceful protest, officials stated. Last night, individuals participating in a demonstration entered a restaurant in the #EastVillage and began to harass patrons, damage property, steal items and write graffiti. This is not a peaceful protest. An investigation into these crimes is underway by @NYPD detectives. pic.twitter.com/fromk6ike. NYPD News, @NYPD News, February 12, 2021. Following the outbreak of violence, NYPD declared the march to be an unlawful protest and dispersed the crowd.